think you should give your fans a call, a wave, Gordon. They're just having a little chant of the name. Yeah, they're waving back. Look at that.
They are.
Interactive
yes.
radio, that's called.
But the inflatable referee. Oh, they're all up now. The whole end. We've got to give him a special wave. Here we go.
You've got 500 people up on their feet.
Greens are going up now, is the chant.
Very good.
A couple of the Hartlepool pressmen look on in amazement. A header over the crossbar from Hartlepool. By Evian Williams.
It was weird because
one or two of the Hartlepool pressmen are just looking across to me and what the heck is he doing?
That's very good, that. There's a couple of people who spotted you at first and then word spread and the next thing you knew, that most of the Argyle fans were on their feet waving at you. I'm not surprised because when we were out last week, it took you about half an hour to get down Buckley's plane because you've been stopped by autograph hunters.
The Argyle fans, as one, they're all stood up. They're just having a party over there. They're not even watching the game. They're just mingling amongst each other.
They're having a good day out, aren't they? A nice sunny afternoon. Maybe a long way from home, but...
And those with the wigs on,
There's all sorts of wigs, inflatables, dodgy shirts, shorts, you name it, inflatable whales, inflatable dolphins. What gives you the impression that Argyle have won a championship lately?
Throw into Hartlepool, deep in their own half. Oh, they're singing again. Hang on.
This is quite a sight. If only I could describe it. Sit down, Sir Gordon.
Norris. Picks up a ball.
I'll tell you what would start a conga, Gordon. If you went over there now, they'd be all up on the feet, I tell you.
An email from Peter. Hello, Peter. He sent his brother a text message in the away end to start a conga. And that is via Peter in Ecuador, listening on the internet. Corner headed away by Geoffrey. So we asked you, listening in Plymouth, the signal in Plymouth, sent to the internet, it's gone to Ecuador, which must be 9,000 miles, back to the northeast of England, 500 miles from Plymouth. Will we get a Condor going sent with a request of Ecuador? We'll find out in a moment.
It's one of those afternoons, isn't it? It's definitely end of term, Phil. When I was at school, we used to take our Sabutio in on the last day of term, but today it's inflatables and congas and I
don't know what the weather's like in Plymouth. Andy will probably tell me, but he says it's horrible. But
it's absolutely glorious up here.
Sat in his conservatory with a glass, listening and thinking, what the heck is he on today? Tinkler.
It's like watching a conductor at the last night of the proms, isn't it? You're up on your feet, waving your arms around there, and they were serenading you. It was quite touching.
And what made my week was yesterday, the manager called me Sparksy.
Well, that's not showing the respect you deserve, Sir Gordon.
I think he's settling in okay.